Okay, recorder's on, so let's go ahead and get started. So I'm Acting CIO Mike Lettman. I want to welcome and thank you all for coming here today. First of all, Regina, can you please do the roll call?
Sure. Jim Apperson. Tom Bitlack. David Byers.
Stuart Bruner here for David Byers.
Peter Graves.
Here.
Michael Jeans.
Here.
Daniel Mazzola.
Here.
Morgan Reed. Michael Policki. David Stevens.
Here.
David Raver.
Here.
Senator Don Shooter. Mike Lettman.
Here.
Richard Stabniak.
Rebecca Pereira in for Richard Stabniak.
Thank you, Rebecca. Representative David Stevens. And Senator Don Shooter.
Here, just in the nick of time.
We have a quorum.
All right, thank you. So I call the meeting to order. First of all, do we have anything pressing from the last meeting to discuss? If nothing pressing, I understand there's a few changes in the minutes. Do you just want to summarize, Regina, what we have for minute changes, or just from the ones we got?
From May, this is from May 27th?
Yes.
Okay, for Department of Education, there was a change on one of the conditions. Instead of putting if requested, we should remove that and agree to automatically provide consistent with current practice?
Yeah, so what the discussion was that the language was if requested, and we all agreed that we were going to move the words if requested and just supply it. So we'll strike that from the minutes.
And then on the next one, I'm sorry, which one was the
language change on,
which exhibit was that one?
Hang on. That was on exhibit 3, item 1. So that would be condition.
Okay.
Number 1.
Should be protection instead of protector.
Levels of protection, yeah.
Okay, and that seems to be, and then on the back, Rita Sky, I will double check on the spelling of her last name.
Yeah.
Is
there any?
Is spelled right?
Ha, see, it's not just
A at the end as well.
S-K-Y-E.
Okay,
S-K-Y-E.
I will change that as well.
Because I used to say Rita Sky all the time. I thought I was being so cultural. And she was like, it's Sky.
Okay.
And Regina, one more thing. I think Michael Jeans is, he's on the absent list. Sorry. I thought I had you on, Mike.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
And that is it for the minutes, and those will get changed.
So with those changes, do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I would move approval of the minutes as amended.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Awesome. Thank you, guys. All right, so let's move on to the agenda. We have one item on the agenda today, and it's the Arizona Department of Education, so I'll go ahead and turn it over to you guys.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Eddie Chang, and I am the assigned oversight manager for the Department of Education. On my left here is Satish Patsapu, who is the ADE Deputy CIO. And in the meeting packet, you'll see that ADE has been awarded a multi-year federal grant of $2.2 million to integrate preschool student information from the Arizona high needs communities into their K through 12 operational data store to create new dashboards to help evaluate and create policies to improve the future performance of these students. ASSET is recommending the PIDGE be approved with conditions, which we can review after the presentation. And with that, I'll turn this over to Satish.
Thank you, Mr. Chang. Mr. Chairman and honorable members of ITAC. My name is Satish Patisapu, Deputy Chief Information Officer of Department of Education. We currently have a problem wherein high-need communities' preschool data is not integrated with the state's K-12 data. Integrating this preschool data with K-12 will enable administrators, educators, specialists to track progress of preschool kids and recommend policies for future performance improvements. This project will enable us to achieve this goal and help towards solving the problem. This project is federally funded without requiring state funds. and we are attempting to finish this project by 2018. Our proposed business solution is to utilize our department framework that we have been developing to receive data in secure fashion, providing monitoring for funds, manage profiles of entities such as schools, educators, and students, and also secure data access services for interactions within the internal applications, as well as dashboards for evaluating progress and reporting. Using our existing frameworks and also extending them to, we will be building components required for this project. We will also be building a web portal for serving the components to the end users. I think I went far ahead. Sorry. With this solution, we will be including the ability to export the data into Excel and PDF formats that are required required for the end users, notifications leveraging our existing CRM platform, integrating the web portal with the single sign-on system that is already built. We will be adding features into the existing framework so that we can leverage the already pre-built structure we have. Which this is what I was talking about, and this is the proposed architecture includes all the project components involved at a very high level. And we have identified the following risks, and we have mitigation plans for each of the risks that are outlined in this slide. Thank you for your valuable time, and if you have any questions, please.
Do you mind just quickly run through the risks and give us two sentences or a couple sentences on each one, just so everybody understands what those are?
So the size of the project is spanning over multiple years. The biggest risk is to how to divide the project into multiple components and to provide a continuity from one component to another component. So we are building incremental deliverables and creating, we are basically standing up dedicated development teams to build the components that are required. We also, Department of Education also follows standardized development methodology and quality assurance. The same practice will be utilized so that if in case we need anything, we need to bring a resource on board, it will be quick in ramping up the person because of the standardized methodology that we follow. We use EDFI specifications for the data receipt. This is something that we have been building towards for quite some time, and this is an educational standard, and we will be leveraging the same technology. For components that we are going to develop and deliver to the end customers, the approach that we are going to take would be proof of concepts. Instead of building the solution and trying to find out what the problems are, we will build a proof of concept, get the approval from the end customer before we can proceed with the entire component build. I can talk about so we have at our agency level, we have an enterprise architecture team that consists of solution architects who report into the enterprise architecture. What their responsibility is to maintain a standard architectural delivery, and they will be overseeing the project component by component. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, so you had, I think last month you had brought a different project to us and talked about an amendment to extend it, and some of the reasons were because you have to work with very small school districts and lots of different companies in order to get them all to adhere. Mm-hmm. I would see this, and maybe I'm wrong, that this may encounter some of those same issues. Any thoughts on how you can learn from that project, or do you know anything today that you can do differently to avoid running into that with this project as well?
So thank you for bringing that up. One of the challenges is the training material that we provide. Technologically, we know how to solve the problem. I mean, we may have built the solution, but the biggest challenge that we face is integrating the external vendors into our applications. So what we have been discovering is there is some amount of tweaking that we need to do in terms of the training material that we provide, as well as support during the implementation phase of it. It is when we bring a vendor on board, we get to a point where we need to be on the phone with them and explain the intricacies that they might be facing. And because the vendor community is such diverse, once in a while we get into some challenges. So what we are currently doing is we are documenting all the issues that each vendor is having at the pilot level, and we publish that information out to the rest of the vendor community. That we are achieving two things. One, if another vendor gets the same problem, they need not have to report it because it is already published and they already know that there is a status that we communicate with them using the list that we publish. And any solutions that we create, we are publishing that as well. When in case if somebody gets the same problem, they can go into the solution and find out. It's building a knowledge base, per se.
Yep, very good. Other questions from members of the committee?
Just to clarify for me, I'm not familiar with this. So this is a, who's feeding the data into this system? Where's the data coming from and who's ultimately using the data?
Preschools will be feeding the data. And
okay.
So the data is not just limited for the preschools to consume. These kids will graduate out of preschools and get into the mainstream community. So this data will, the reporting that we are building around this data will enable the future educators to understand where, if at all there is a lack of performance or anything of that sort, to understand what is going on and to come up with improvement plans. So it is preschools that are providing the data.
Yes, sir.
Are we sending any of this data to the feds? I'm sure we are. They wouldn't be giving us money.
Yeah, there are dashboards that we are publishing that would be sent.
But I mean, they want you to report once a year with this data to Washington or some damn place.
So.
Okay. I just need to be ready.
And are the preschools required to participate, or do they opt in, or how does that work?
It is an opt-in.
Okay. And the total cost is $2.2 million, and that's all federal dollars?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So sorry, Dave, to follow up to Senator Shooter's question. So if we're supplying that data to Washington in a certain format, is that going to get dispersed here in Arizona to certain level officials as well, so they're prepared to the senator's
mm-hmm.
comment?
We're publishing dashboards and this data.
Is there any way we can corrupt it when we send it? It doesn't say it has to be accurate, just says you have to send it. All right.
Okay.
Just as far.
Okay.
On the record.
Other questions?
I can't top that.
All right. Could we please hear the asset discuss the approval?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. At this point in time, we'll let go over the conditions that are being applied to this pitch. Condition number one, should there be any changes in the proposed costs, technology approach, scope of work, or implementation schedule, ADE must amend the pitch to reflect the changes and submit it to ADOA asset and the Information Technology Authorization Committee, if required, for review and approval prior to further expenditure of funds. And condition number two is ADE will continue to work with ADOA asset to ensure the appropriate security controls are in place to protect state data. And with that, those are the two conditions.
Okay, any discussions or additional conditions or changes?
Just a clarifying question. I'm used to that condition one being beyond a 10% kind of thing. This, the way it's written, it's if a penny is added to that price, it would be back at ITAC. Is that a proper understanding of it?
Not necessarily, sir. If it exceeds a certain dollar amount, it would be
Okay, we used to have that, you know, I don't know if it was a dollar amount or if it was a percentage increase that was written into those conditions.
Historically, it was a percentage.
Was there a percentage? If it exceeded 10%,
correct. Is that not in there?
I mean, it's not in there. It's not actually written in there. It just says any changes in the proposed costs.
Yeah, certainly, so from my point of view, I think most of the time we're dealing with state-funded activities, so obviously we have a reason for putting it in that case. Still valid, if you're okay, we can go ahead and, I think the suggestion is to put it in for this as well.
Just experience shows that there's always wiggle room as you narrow these scopes down and the final cost down, especially in a long-running project like this. I would just recommend that that 10% variation be back in there.
Okay. All right, other discussion, other changes or recommendations?
Okay. So let me go over condition number one again to make sure I've got that correct now. So should there be any changes in the proposed cost beyond 10%?
Yeah.
Technology approach, scope of work, or implementation schedule. AD must amend the pitch to reflect the changes and submit it to ADOA Asset and ITAC if required for review and approval prior to further expenditure of funds.
Is that good, Stuart?
Yeah, he wrote himself into a corner with should there be any changes, but we, that's the idea. The idea is there, and that's accurate. It could be better worded.
Okay.
That's the idea.
All right, other discussion? If not, making sure you didn't. You're giving me that hesitation.
We can.
I'm okay, Stuart, if you'd like. Eddie can work with
just,
your director.
Let's just work that out.
Not a problem.
It'll take 2 seconds. Probably.
Yep. All right, so with that, do I have a motion for approval?
Well, I guess I have to move since I already did all the rewording.
So do
I'll
I have a second?
Approval as revised.
Second.
Second? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed? Okay, hearing none, motion's been approved. Thank you very much, guys. At this point, I just want to bring up, is there any other business anyone would like to discuss? Other than that, that was the only item on the agenda for today. If not, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved. Second?
I'll second.
Second.
All in favor? Thank you guys very much for joining us. I just gave you back the rest of your day.
Thank you. So Eddie, you're gonna have to break it into two, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Yeah. How come I remember?